In California today, another landmark in the fast-moving effort to oust Gray Davis from the governor's mansion, the governor and five of those hoping to replace him appeared in a candidate forum, answering questions from journalists and from the public. Governor Davis appeared first, separately, for 30 minutes, and after he left, the other five participated in a 90-minute debate. Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger decided to skip it. The governor said several times that he's gotten a message from the people of California.
I know people are upset, and it's not fun hearing it day in and day out. I mean, just imagine if you go through your whole day and you turn on the news and everyone's battering you and calling you all kinds of names.
NPR's John McChesney watched the debate on television and joins us now from our San Francisco bureau. John, what was in it for Governor Davis tonight, and was the point of him having a separate half hour apart from the other candidates?
Well, Robert, you have to remember that he is not running against these other candidates. He's running against the recall. And then first part of that ballot is yes or no on Governor Davis. He had 30 minutes, and I think it worked to his advantage. It's quite a bully pulpit. He gave lots of details. He's a bit of a policy wonk and a bit stiff. That's why his name is Gray, I guess. You heard his new humility. He's trying to get the new Gray Davis out there. And he said he would get back in touch with the California people through a series of new town meetings. He didn't promise no new taxes. He pointed out that California ranks only 19th in state taxes, contrary to the allegations of the Republicans who say that taxes are driving everybody, all the businesses out of the state. One woman asked him if he could fix the budget without new taxes, and he joked that he didn't think he could answer that question to her satisfaction. He defended his record on education. He said California's gone from 43rd to 27th in the ranking and on state's education. He, when asked about tuition increases at state universities, he said he blamed it on Republicans. He said who'd rather shoot their mother than pass any new taxes.
Now, Governor Davis, as you say, is the subject of the first question on the October 7th ballot. Yes or no, should he be recalled? The second question is, if he is recalled, who should succeed him? There are more than 130 people whose names are on that ballot question, five of whom took part in this candidate's night. Who are they, and what was at stake for them?
Well, they got qualified by having polled 4% on the field poll, a California poll here, or 4% in the previous election. And they are Cruz Bustamante, the lieutenant governor, Arianna Huffington, who's a commentator and columnist, state Republican Senator Tom McClintock, and former baseball commissioner Peter Uberoth. They were all there, and they got 90 minutes of questions, and boy, there's no way I can summarize all of it here. Cruz Bustamante was obviously the giant here in this one, with Schwarzenegger not being there.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger decided he wouldn't show up for this.
He did. And it's funny, no one took a big shot at him here from this panel of five. I thought they would have really gone after him. They've gone after him in other places for not going there. He's going to show up on the 27th at a debate where the questions will be given in advance. They called him chicken for that, so... But Bustamante has a problem. He was under attack here for being the casino candidate. He's had huge donations now from the Indian tribes here who are trying to get more casinos and more slot machines. They got about $1.5 million from these people. And Arianna Huffington went after him and said he's made a mockery of campaign finance law. And I can't go into the details of how he's manipulating this, but he's topping out way above the campaign limitations of $22,200, $21,200 mm-hmm. that the other guys have to face.
And just before we go, the other candidate there was the Green candidate, actually, who took part in this event.
Peter Camejo, he's running as a Green candidate. He goes way back into the student movement, and he had some very sharp questions. But the humorist of the evening was Arianna Huffington.